It is your Z Country Morning Show. Good morning, everybody. Very important message that we wanted to share, Conley.
It is a very important message that we want to share because it hits us right here in the heart of WTUZ.
Yeah, so joining us now is Keith Shoemaker. Keith, the brother of our founder, Ed Shoemaker. Keith, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Now, before we get into the bulk of really what we're talking about, I wanted you to start off telling us a little bit about Ed for people who don't know about him. One of the big things that he had such a passion for, because so many people in this community know him for founding where we are right now with WTUZ Radio, just out of his own basement in 1990, I understand he had a big passion for local radio from a very early age.
Absolutely, yeah. From my earliest memories of my big brother, he was so committed to radio. He believed in it. We grew up down in the valley. He was a big fan of WHLL, which was a radio station that kind of ceased to exist back like late 60s, early 70s. But of course, he started his career at WOMP in Bel Air and did that when he was in college and went off to Ohio University and got his degree. And strangely enough, as my big brother, he was 13 years older than me. So, when he went off to college, I was, just going into kindergarten. So I often make a joke that my brother and I were both only children because he was that much older than me. And then, of course, he got married and moved up to Michigan for a little while and then found his way back into the Buckeye State and settled in the Dover, New Philly area. Always wanted to be in radio, but had to do some other jobs. I worked at a factory down in Newcomerstown for a while until he finally got his feet back into radio, starting at WBTC as a weekend, we used to call him DJ's announcer, eventually moving to WJER and served for several years there. I was music director there for quite a while, but quite an interesting run in radio. I remember he got in trouble at one point because he wanted to move the music a little bit into the modern era and got in trouble for playing Rubber Band Man. I do remember that.
Oh, what a rebel.
Yes. But yeah, always had that passion and bought a house up on the hill outside of Yorksville. And got some local people to support him, to buy stock in the what became WTUZ Radio and move forward. Put a tower up on the hill because he couldn't afford a big tower like the other radio stations in the area had. So he just found the highest place on the hill and built a smaller tower and did very well there. And, of course, that's the transmitter site that WTUZ still uses to this day. He was always committed to the community, always big on supporting local nonprofits, local organizations. He was very committed to supporting local public safety, police and fire departments. I always think it's funny that even as a kid, he had the little, Radio Shack home-built radio station that he was building as a kid. And, in the meantime, as a kid, I was pushing fire trucks around. So we both never had any doubt about what we were going to do for our communities moving forward. But, yeah, I was very proud of my big brother. I was proud to, you guys may not be aware, I used to come up and work the fair every year for about 10 years in the early years of WTUZ, actually the second year through about the 11th year. And then kids came along and I couldn't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I really, really enjoyed that week and just that connection with Tuscarawas County and learning so much about it and so many friends. I know there's a lot of people listening today that I made friends with, during that time.
Now, I want to go back in time, too, to when, your brother was making this decision of, I'm making my own radio station. I'm going on this endeavor with a lot of risk and stuff that goes behind it, but I'm going to put my knowledge to use and make this happen. Do you remember those conversations or kind of the lead up to that?
Oh, I do. I do. He always wanted to put his own stamp on the radio business. He kind of felt that he could do more for the community by basically being his own boss and being there for the community and to support the community. And he's always was a rebel against the big corporate radio giants and never really showed any interest in being a part of larger networks and things. he talked about being in what you guys would be familiar in the business of being what's known as a single stick operation, mm-hmm. meaning that it's community based, it's community supported. It's all about that local community drive, that small business that really makes a difference.
Yeah, I mean, and that's something I grew up around this area, and, you know, WTUZ from the time I was a kid till now has always been that kind of staple. And that's, you know, what we want to keep doing, of course, in Ed's memory. And, you know, it's just fantastic to see that continue on. And Conley can speak to this, you know, from other radio stops, everything. That's not always the case that you get when you go to places.
It isn't always the case. I was blessed in my early radio stops to work for Rubber City Radio out of Akron, which is just four stations now. So it still had that home feel. And local radio is supposed to have that local connection. That's what it's all about.
Exactly.
Now, I want to, you know, talk about something else you mentioned there, because we know in Ed's legacy is that community-based idea, and that's kind of why, you know, we talk about right now for the month of March with Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, why that message still gets spread around that Ed had. He wanted everyone to know to get out there and get screened, and, you know, I know he had such great, you know, strength throughout his entire process with that.
He did, and just a, you know, a little bit of a personal note, and if I get emotional, I apologize.
No, please don't. I know.
It's been 13 years, and it still hurts.
Of course it does.
But, you know, I had been screened for colon cancer because, of course, my background is a firefighter, and I had seen some questionable things and asked my doctor about it and had a colonoscopy, and I had much earlier than I normally would have. And I talked to Ed about it, and he said, yeah, I know I need to do that. I'll get around to it. I need to do that. I'll get around to it. It's kind of embarrassing. It's someday I'll talk to my doctor about it. And I would say that a couple of interesting things is, you know, one, he was diagnosed on my mom's birthday. Obviously, you know, kind of hit me like a hammer, you know, that I remember that day. It was October the 4th of 2012. And I knew right away how bad this was going to be because his diagnosis came at stage 4. He mm-hmm. didn't get any warning. They had tried to treat him as if it were the flu for several weeks. And then finally they came to the realization of what it was. And the first thing that the doctor told him was, get your affairs in order. And I remember him telling me that. I knew that I was, you know, my plan and my background is, you know, being a paramedic as well. I was going to take the time off to, you know, to be with him, to help him, you know, through what it was going to take in his transition. And I never got a chance to do that. It happened so fast. And that's what he really wanted to get across to people, is that by the time you find out, in a lot of cases, particularly his, it's too late. And to put it off and to think that it's, you know, either you're too young or it's not going to happen to me, or I've even had guys tell me that they would prefer not to know, which is probably the stupidest comment I've ever heard.
Yeah.
But I remember, I mean, in, you know, when we took him from Union Hospital to the hospice, riding in the ambulance, and the folks in Smith Ambulance were so gracious to let me ride with him. He took me by the hand, and he just said, tell people about this. Make sure they know. Make sure that as many people as possible don't go through what I'm going through, what's happening to me today. And that's just the message I've tried to carry for the last 13 years. Every year I put a video out on Facebook and my social media feeds that shares this message. I've worn the blue bracelet every March that we made for Ed back in 2013. I've worn that blue bracelet every March until it just broke last week. So I need to come up with a new blue bracelet. But the one thing that I would really like for the listeners to hear, if they've heard nothing else that I've said or that you guys have said, the one thing that I would ask, if you are over 45 years old, if you have any risk factors whatsoever, if you have a relative that has had colorectal cancer or any of those type of cancers, and in my case, if you're a firefighter, that is a high risk mm-hmm. occupation. So hear nothing else from me today. Just please make that call. Make the call and say, hey, I'd like to make an appointment to talk to my doctor about getting a screen for colorectal cancer, because the procedures are much less invasive now. Some of the tests are even able to be done at home, and that makes it so much easier. So just asking the question is important. And if you are seeing any signs, do not put it off. Mm-hmm. If you are seeing blood in your stool, if you are having abdominal pains, if you are having any of those signs, this is not something that's a wait and see what happens. Make the call, because my brother does not want to see you, or did not want to see you, go through what he did, and find out something when it's too late.
Conley and I have always been people who have strongly advocated for the idea of, look, there are certain, you know, topics and stuff for some reason that people, you know, whether it's in the medical field or something else, want to make kind of a taboo subject. And I know that colorectal cancer and colonoscopies and stuff like that, for some people, they still consider that. And you and I know you would be the same way, Keith, we don't consider that at all, right?
Not at all. I mean, it's important to talk about it. Keith, I'm 64 years old, and I just had my first one about 7 years ago, and my doctor literally made the appointment, because I kept saying, yeah, I know I got to make the appointment. And then one day, finally, he goes, no, your appointment is this time at this place, because I was tired of waiting on you to make the appointment.
And the thing that I found is that because of the taboo of the subject, a lot of the docs, you know, they like to make a little fun with it. They like to have a little fun with it, because, you know, number one, it's what they deal with. Not making light of it by any means, but at least make it so that it's not so overwhelming. As a matter of fact, I've written an article that hopefully is going to be posted on Firefighter Nation. I believe it's scheduled to be posted in May. But, you know, the title of the article is, hey, what's up your butt? We got to have a little fun with it and think about it. But realistically, it's a very, very serious and important subject.
It definitely is.
Well, Keith, we really appreciate you coming on here and spreading this message. I will tell you from personal story, I got hired on here to WTUZ years after Ed had passed, but I grew up just across the way on 416, and we always had WTUZ tuned in. And you know what your brother created, this legacy here, and I'm not just saying this because I'm employed here, the legacy that he created of local radio and its strength, it is felt through here constantly. I'm so very fortunate for what Ed founded and what Ed's message and what Ed's core values were. I'm grateful for him, and I'm grateful for you for sharing this story.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate having the opportunity. And I would say, if someone is listening, they do make that call today and something is found, let the radio station know. I keep a list of people whose lives Ed has saved by his message. So if you have had, if you've heard this message in the past and it made you pick up the phone and call, or if you do it this year, and I hope you do, please let us know. Call WTUZ and say, hey, I heard the message.
I love that idea, Keith, and I guarantee you we'll be in contact and we'll be sharing whenever we hear that, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate what you guys do. I appreciate you keeping the strong local feel, and thank you for just keeping WTUZ what it is, and we love you guys, and we love the folks in the Tuscarawas Valley.
It is our absolute privilege and honor to maintain what your brother established as the benchmark for local radio, and we are honored to be here and carry forward.